USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister, tells Fox News Sunday the United States' involvement in the region is causing more problems and that some Mideast officials are trying to pull the United States into conflict with Iran. Later on the same show, National Security Advisor John Bolton responded to Zarif's comments.
Completely ridiculous. I think what that interview showed was a carefully prepared propaganda script by the Iranians. This is their effort to try and sow disinformation in the American body politic. The president's policy on Iran has been clear. Well before I arrived in the administration, it is to put maximum pressure on the regime to get it to change its behavior, and I think it's working.
An anti-Semitic open letter posted under the name of John Ernest, the man suspected of opening fire at a synagogue near San Diego yesterday that left one dead and three injured, was left on a far-right message board hours before the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells CBS's Face the Nation more needs to be known about the 19-year-old synagogue shooting suspect.
I think somebody interdicted the shooter, thank God, and it could have been worse. But I think in California you can't buy a gun until you're 21. So let's find out how this guy got the gun, what his motives were. And
a new poll says Joe Biden is the favorite in the crowded race for the Democratic presidential nomination. More on that story from USA's Chris Barnes.
A Washington Post ABC News poll says the former vice president leads the field of 20 Democratic candidates with 17% support. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders comes in second with 11%. In third is South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg with 5%. I'm Chris Barnes.
A construction crane fell from a building on Google's new Seattle campus during a storm that brought wind gusts crashing down onto one of the city's busiest streets and killing four people, including two crane operators. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn tells ABC's This Week Democrats need to do better in rural America to win the 2020 presidential election.
I have been saying forever that Democrats are going to have to improve our status among rural voters, because we have to remember over 50% of African Americans in this country still live in the South. And the South is basically rural. And if you're going to win, you're going to have to energize that vote.
President Donald Trump staged his first political rally since the redacted Mueller report was released to the public. Trump told the Green Bay, Wisconsin supporters that the United States is now sending undocumented migrants to sanctuary cities.
Now we're sending many of them to sanctuary cities. Thank you very much. I'm proud to tell you that was actually my sick idea.
The comments came just a day after Trump said in a speech to the National Rifle Association that the U.S. was forced to release migrants and that it gave sanctuary cities as many as they can handle. In just 5 days, Avengers Endgame hauled in more than $1.2 billion at the global box office. In the U.S., the Marvel superhero flick took in a record-breaking estimated $350 million during its opening weekend, shattering expectations. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.